Hello, thank you for logging at SMB. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, good morning. This is Aru Shimu here. I have a question about one of my bills from Sleep Services of Maryland.
Sure, I can certainly help you with that. Just a moment.
Uh-huh.
Yes, how are you today?
Yeah, so the question is that I can see that the bills you guys are sending me July 1st and August 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And July 16th.
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am. Before we go ahead, may I have your account number so I can also see what... What's your concern?
Do you want the account number?
Account number or your date of birth would work.
Okay, I have the account number. It's 15855.
Aru's German?
Yes, that's correct.
Sure. Yes, please go ahead. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. So I was actually, I received my CPAP machine from Sleep Services office in the month of May. And after that, they were, after a couple of months, they told me to replace the CPAP supplies, you know, the stuff they give it with the machine. And I was scheduled to pick up the supplies from Rockwell office, but I had to travel to out of country, and then I came back recently, and I was not able to pick those stuff from the Rockwell office. And now I'm receiving the bills claiming all of those things, which I don't know. Like, if you see June 1st, continuous positive airways, and pressure CPAP device, humidifier, heated, using positive air pressure device, why it is mentioning again. And on July 1st, continuous positive airway pressure device, humidifier, why is it mentioning over and over again?
Yeah. So for the July month, DME was, the claim was billed to the insurance, okay? And it's a rental device, so it goes every month until the purchase price has been met.
But the price, they told me I already paid that at the time I picked up the device, right? So they did not tell me that I need to pay anything else or more than that. I paid $300, and then they send me sort of like bill that you have to pay that much amount. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah. So,
but first I need to make the...
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I need to make the things clear that 1st May 2025, when the device was picked up, right? So why on July and July 16 or June 1st, it's mentioning again? So it keeps continuing and adding the more amount? I don't understand. I'm not able to process all these, you know, information on the papers.
Yeah. Just a moment. I'm seeing Elijah here.
Mm-hmm. धुमा ये बंद तो करो एग्जॉस्ट।
Hello ma'am, thank you so much for waiting.
Yes.
Can I do one thing? Can I review your Hale account? Because you just told me, right? You have already paid $300 or something.
Yes.
Let me review your account, generate an itemized statement for that. Okay. And whatever you have paid between the time, we will make sure to include that in the payment. And we'll get you with the itemized bill. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that okay, you can do that. But my question is still there. Like, on May 1st, I already got the machine and the supplies to that. Why on June 1st it's mentioning again? CPAP device, positive air pressure device. Once I bought it, once I paid it, and I can see that it's mentioning on 1st May, then why is it mentioning again on June 1st? That's my question.
Yeah, I do understand your question, and obviously anyone would have that question. But I need to see the whole ledger, like if somebody has submitted a claim from the billing department or not. That's why I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can please allow us sometime, that would be great.
Okay. So do you call me back or should I call you back?
No, we'll call you back.
Okay.
And also,
okay.
Your email would be Jamil, G-A-M-I-L,
Aros,
A-R-O-O-S at Yahoo, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
We'll also send you itemized statement after reviewing the charges and doing the adjustments. That's okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.